بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك عدوهم من الجن والإنس من الأولين والآخرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Dear brother in faith, today's discussion is about the manners and the methods of reciting Holy Quran. As you know that recitation of Holy Quran is nothing but conversing with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that whoever desires that he converse with Allah, then he should recite Quran. So there are, because we have seen in earlier discussion that reciting Quran is the best worship, which is the saying of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So indeed, when it is a best worship, so there should be some manners and methods for recitation of Holy Quran. And this manner and methods are present in Quran itself and the saying of Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam. So every Muslim should be aware of these methods and manners so that he should observe these methods and manners when he recites, when he wants to recite the Holy Quran. So there are two categories of it. One is apparent manners, another is concealed manner. Let me first take apparent manner. What are the manner which are apparently one should follow before reciting the Holy Quran? In which the first and the foremost is purity and cleanliness. It is better that while reciting the Quran, one should be pure. Means in the tradition of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, whoever intends to recite Holy Quran should not do so without wuzu or ghusl, that is without purity. And the purity of intention is also necessary. This tradition can be seen in Khisal volume 2, page 164. And there are many traditions which discuss about the purity and cleanliness. Let me bring one very important tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, which he narrated from Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said that purify the path of Quran. His companion asked, what is the path of Quran? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mouth is the path of Quran. They inquired that with what to purify. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by brushing your teeth. So tremendous emphasis has been laid on the purity while reciting Quran. So we should follow these things when we recite Holy Quran. And it is also found in the tradition that even this one can see in Mahasine Barqi, page 558, that it is said that whoever follows this manner, his reward will be multiplied by 25 times. And it is very easy. It is only that we are neglectful of this thing and we lose the rewards. So the second point, which is apparent, is seeking refuge in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So whenever one wants to recite Quran, before commencing the Quran, one should say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, that is, I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, the accursed. And then he say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the beneficent and merciful. Because any work which is commenced after reciting these two sentences is good and beneficial. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam said he said that close the door of sin with isti'aza and open the doors of obedience with bismillah. Such nice tradition Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has brought. What we have discussed earlier, that two sentences, one is isti'aza and other is bismillah, these are the two important doors. And this, the same thing is also found in Surah Nahl, ayat, verse number 98, in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَرَعَتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, that whenever you recite the Quran, seek refuge in Allah from accursed shaitan. So it is very important, this point is very important. Now the third point is, there are some special du'as, where there is special supplication before and after recitation of Quran. And holy Imams alayhimus salam have prescribed these special du'as, which can be found in various books, like you can refer Biharul Anwar, volume 92, page number 207 and 208, or it can also be found in Sirrul Bayan, page number 292 to 301. So there are many du'as which are very small also, one can easily memorize and try to practice, that whenever he wants to recite the Quran, he should first clean himself, then seek, then recite isti'aza and bismillah, and then this is special dua, and then recite Quran. Now the fourth and the important manner is to recite the Quran with good voice. Quran is the word of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and is in the flowing Arabic. So if it is recited in bad voice or bad tone, then the expected result will not be achieved. So Holy Prophet himself recommended that recite the Quran in the best possible voice, as good as, because it increases the beauty of Quran. In another tradition, Holy Prophet, this tradition is also from Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and can be seen in Usul Kafi, volume 2, page number 615, that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very nicely he has described that لكل شيء حلية وحلية القرآن صوت الحسنة صوت الحسنة, that everything has an adornment, and the adornment of Quran is good voice. So it is such important, many times we are neglectful about this. Let me bring a very important tradition of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you find, if you see the traditions of Holy Prophet, in some places he was he has used the word falaysa minna, means he is not from us. And in about the Quran, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that man lam yataghanna bil Qur'ani laysa minna. He said that whoever does not recite Quran in a good voice is not from us. Yes, as I said, what do you mean by good voice? Let me bring the tradition of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While explaining good voice, he said that Quran should be recited in such a tone that fear of God descend upon the reciter. That in another tradition, it is emphasis has been laid on crying or trying to cry at the time of recitation. And if you see the biography of Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he recited the Holy Quran, means with so much sorrow that the listener breaks into tears. So this is very important. And even the tradition from Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam is also reported in Usul Kafi, volume 2, page number 614, hadith number 2, in which Imam said that إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ نَزَلَ بِالْحُزْنِ فَقَرُوهُ بِالْحُزْنِ. Imam said that Quran has been revealed in a sad tone. So recite in sad tone. So the next manner, which is very important and we should pay utmost attention, is reciting in Arabic accent and correctly. Because Quran is an eloquent book of Arabic language, it demands and expects correct pronunciation, intonation, accent. Because Holy Prophet ﷺ said that recite Quran with its Arabic dialectics peculiarities, because it has been revealed in Arabic language. This tradition can be found in Usul al-Kafi, volume 2, page number 615. What does it mean? As I said, one should pay at most attention toward its pronunciation, its intonation, its accent. Because if you recite Wallahu Alimun, means Allah is knowledgeable. Allah has knowledge. But if you say Wallahu Alim, the first Alim which I said with Ayn, the second Alim which I said is with Alif. The Ayn means Alim with Ayn means knowing, knowledge and all those things. But Alim with Alif is painful. So the translation or the what you want to say is the meaning is completely different. In first case you are saying that Allah is knowledgeable, Allah is knowing, and in the second case you are saying that Allah na'uzum billah, Allah is painful. So there are n number of examples exist about this, so one should be very careful. Therefore it is necessary for us to know the laws of recitation and intonation, and pay special attention to it during recitation. And the sixth and another important aspect of reciting Quran is one should pause during recitation. Quran itself says that ورتل القرآن ترتيلا, recite Quran slowly. This is the verse of Surah Muzammil, verse number 4. While explaining slowly, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam says that read Quran loud and clear. Do not read it like poetry. Your aim should not be to finalize a transaction. Very nicely, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam brought what does mean by slowly. What does mean by tartila? This hadith can be seen in Tafsir Qummi, volume 2, page number 392. About the same topic, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that do not recite Quran in haste, rather recite it with pauses. This is also can be seen in Usul-e-Kafi, volume 2, page number 618. Now, if you see the reason, what is the reason? Reason is very obvious. It is very apparent that even if recitation is very good, good action, but its basic aim is to ponder over its verses and take lesson from its teaching. Therefore, at the time of recitation, the main aim should not be forsaken, but it should not be an excuse for keeping away from recitation. This, I just want to bring this point into notice, that one should pay attention to its meaning, ponder more on it, rather than just to finish the verses, just to finish the chapter of Holy Quran. And the seventh point about the manner is respect of Quran. As we have already seen the important verse of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said that fazlul Quran ala sa'ir al kalam ka fazlullah ala khalqi, that the importance, the preference of the of Quran over all words is like the preference of Allah over the creature. So if Quran is at such high level, it demands the respect. Means demand a special respect. In fact, what are the special respect? Like we should be like. Let me quote one tradition, one important tradition of about it, in which Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever respect Quran has respected Allah, and whoever has denied the respect to Quran has denied the respect of Allah. This tradition can also be seen in Mustadrak, volume 1, page 288. So hence, those things which are generally considered as disrespectful should be refrained, like spreading the legs in front of Quran, laying down before it, or throwing it on the ground, like we see the teenager doing all this act, or keeping something on the Quran, or reciting its verses in funny manners. All this shows the disrespect to Quran, and as I said, the in the tradition that disrespect to Quran is disrespect to Allah Tabaraka wa Taala. So we should take care of this. And the last point which I want to bring in for your notice, and which is very important in our daily life, and that is the last manner here for the discussion, is listening Quran carefully. If you see Surah Araf, verse number 204, in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنَ قُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَانْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that when the Quran is recited, then listen to it and be silent so that the divine mercy may be bestowed upon you. So, very important verse here. It says that whenever you listen to Quran, whenever the Quran is recited, you should listen it carefully and you should be silent so that لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that the divine mercy can be bestowed on you. Here, I'll bring one very interesting point to you, that لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ means, in Arabic grammar, the word لَعَلَّ means perhaps, maybe. But marhum Bakhru Sadr, he writes about that wherever the word لَعَلَّ is used in the Quran, it means that certainly. So, of course, and whenever the Quran is recited and if one listens it carefully, indeed the divine mercy will fall on it, on him. Thus, it is the responsibility of every Muslim that when Quran is being recited, he must not indulge in any sort of conversation. He should leave all the works and listen to Holy Quran. And it is not necessary for the sake of respect and honor, but also for the sake of reflection. That one should, when one should listen, he should reflect on it. So, because I'll bring a very interesting tradition about this, in which Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the reciter and the listener of Quran gets equal rewards. This also can be seen in Mustadrak volume 4, page number 261. And in another tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that if someone listen to one word of Quran without reciting it himself, Allah will give him one reward, forgiven one sin, and raise him in one stage. So, dear brother in faith, just here the need and the demand is just to be attentive. And all the manners which I described here, it require a little attention. If we pay a little attention, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we get a lot of rewards from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and inshallah, we will be among those who follow the manners and the method of reciting Holy Quran. وآخر الدعوان عن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.